This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, Nick Saban on the television. What do you think he thinks about Reuben Bain saying, God bless those guys?
He's probably one of those guys that are saying, hey, when you talk all that trash, you putting
rat poison
your teammates. You know what I mean? You putting your teammates. You might be able to handle it. Everybody can't handle it.
Mm-hmm. Yeesh. That smile, dude. Oh, man. He is thinking a lot of thoughts about what he's going to do to Texas A&M come Saturday afternoon, which, by the way, of course, you can hear right here on QAM. 8 o'clock our coverage gets going, 8 a.m. For the noon kickoff from College Station. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. with the call, and Hollywood and Brian Monroe will get you set for all the action as the Canes start their playoff run on Saturday. The Dolphins, they're out of the playoffs. So now we have seventh-round rookies to look forward to.
What? Oh, my goodness.
Just turn off the chat, dude. Just turn it off.
I was on X.
Oh.
And I just saw something that Cam Newton implies he doesn't get paid the same as Tom Brady and Tony Romo on TV because he's black. That's why I went.
I gotcha. Yeah.
All right. As you were.
Tua. He's still getting paid a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not sure if it's going to be with the Finns. Here was Tua yesterday.
Do you think you played your last time with the Dolphins?
I'm not too sure. I can't predict the future. I can't, you know, predict any of that. So it is what it is. And as I said, got to help out Q, got to help out Zach, whoever the starter is or is going to be, do what I can to help them in that role and helping the team win games.
Hmm. I know what that sounds like.
Hmm. Like what?
Rats off a ship.
So.
Sounds like he's going to go play for the Colts.
So one of the problems that like. One of the things that I think you need to be aware of when you're going through this is that who else is going to sign up for this? Right? And you've played poorly this year.
Who's going to sign up for just the way he acts?
No. I don't care about how you act. The way you played.
Yeah.
But when the way you act is magnified by the way you play.
But there's also less of a magnification when you're not paying him ridiculous money. So, like, somebody will give it a chance. We talk about the quarterback slacking all over the place. Somebody will kick the tires. Dude, Never? You don't think
there's,
so?
There's only a couple of situations where it worked out, now it's not. Geno Smith
in Seattle. Yep.
Okay, but now it's not.
Yep.
That's it. All the other quarterbacks were good at one point.
Sam Darnold.
Wow. Yeah, he might be the number one seed. And how do you think the Vikings feel?
Ooh. Well, they're a little. They got their rookie doing the gritty, or their second year guy doing.
I don't know. He's on.
He's played well.
He's on that tour. Coming to the league. I just think that, you know, if I were two, I would have said this. And I know that I'm not, and he's not me. But you have to say, listen, it's all irrelevant because if I don't play better, I'm not going to be playing anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to do what's ever necessary to get back to what I was, to be in the quarterback that I know I can be. Because this isn't acceptable. People would understand that. People would even sympathize with you, right? But to say, nah, I don't know, things happen or whatever, like acting as if though and insinuating that the only reason why you're not playing is because they don't like you anymore. No, you earned it.
Yeah.
And so you got to, you know, this right here doesn't get you a job on any team. And he got to own it.
No pouting.
Right. Got to own it.
Mike McDaniel was asked yesterday if Stephen Ross had any say
in
this.
Hold on.
Hmm?
Hold on.
What's up?
I'm blocking off some time for
Mike McDaniel
answer. Okay,
set
go.
Set the timer.
Ready, set the timer. Wait. No, let's
Stephen
see.
Ross hold have on. Input on the decision.
No, I think, you know, since the day that he hired me, he hired a head coach for to make these types of decisions. I think he, you know, as he got to where he is in business to hire experts for things, I think he's super competitive, and he, you know, is very interested in the preparation, and then after the outcome, you know, the whys and what fors. But, you know, I think he's very tactful and not trying to, you know, sway me because he wants me to do the right thing for the right reasons, not pretending to know the ins and outs of the daily activity that, you know, we spend our lives doing.
Hmm.
Did he, like, insult him?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Oh.
I was too busy counting down.
Nah, he was trying to give himself props.
Give himself props?
Yeah.
I kind of felt like he was almost like, listen, nah. I don't need Stephen Ross's input on this.
He was trying to say Stephen doesn't need to be involved in, like, the everything that goes on. That's why
Why would Stephen Ross want to be invested? Why would he not want any input on a quarter billion dollar mistake?
He's been in business for a long time, and the reason why he's successful is because he delegates to the right people to tell.
You better hope you don't delegate your ass off the team.
No, that's what he was trying to say.
You think Stephen Ross invests in $250 million in a building that tilts? You think that he
didn't want to, but you told him to. See, that's the thing. People don't like.
Yeah, he went to bat.
You went up to bat for that man. So you know, you're an item.
I don't think he can come back, dude. I got to be honest with you, and I don't think the Dolphins are missing out on much on him.
On who?
On Mike McDaniel. I don't think, like, people. I think he's obviously a very creative gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
What's this guy done to show you he can lead this organization successfully? Like, what's been the thing
he's had success?
Not a lot.
I mean, like,
not a lot. They've gotten worse.
So
last 2 years,
they have gotten worse. Yes, 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 yes. I'm saying just in general, it hasn't been an epic failure just because it hasn't
been a grand success though either.
But who has? Like, so he's had the same success as the last five coaches you've had.
Yeah, but
he's had more success than the last five coaches.
He's supposed to be an offensive genius, and the offense has gotten very pedestrian.
Yes, and I would say After watching last week's game, I want to say this even more so. I don't think they have faith in who's on the field. I'm not even talking about quarterback. In order to go 2 minute, you have to have a lot of people that are on the same page with the offense. And I don't think that that's it. So they try to simplify it. But sometimes when you simplify things and not run the plays that are in your offense that can take advantage of the circumstances that you're playing in, you're doing everybody a disservice.
Right.
Because now they can't be successful.
Okay, but here's the thing I would say to that. Greer's taken the hit because he's gone. But also, part of the issue was Mike McDaniel fancied himself a bit of a star whisperer. OBJ, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Ramsey. Two of those, they failed very handsomely, which F's up your roster, and that's why you got to go pick up scraps off the street and get a tight end off the couch. So he gets to completely skate on that? So I just...
No, but see, one of the things that happens in these organizations, and just to be clear, up until this point right here, you don't know who's responsible for who. As far as bringing guys in, signing guys, or whatever. You've heard what the guys that he has vouched for and said, yeah, we want him or whatever. Okay? Now, there's only one guy left. And that is, and we still don't know who's responsible for what.
Right, but forget about who's responsible for bringing in. These guys who were doing whatever they wanted to with him as the coach. They weren't respecting him as the coach. And that's a problem because that's going to that bled into the locker room. That's why they had to get rid of everybody. Jalen Ramsey and him wouldn't play. He didn't want Jalen Ramsey on his team anymore.
Right. Well, that happens with every team.
Yeah,
like, but like we can't sit here and act as if though like even with good teams, even with teams that are having success, this happens. What happens, though, in these situations is when you're not having success, those issues that happen on every team tend to stand out.
Yeah, but they usually stand out with the success being a lot greater, like not getting bounced in the first round and then not making the playoffs back-to-back years. You know? So, like, that cushion's not quite there for you dealing with the dysfunction. You know, the results haven't really been there.
Right.
So that's all I'm saying is just, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like everybody's a little bit, like, scared to move off of this guy because I keep hearing, like, oh, well, the crop of guys aren't there that great. It's like, well, who was this guy before they hired him? Right. You know? Like, who was he?
Absolutely.
You know? So I don't think he deserves to keep the gig anymore.
Right.
I think he's burnt it. Unless, like, Quinn Ewers goes out there and looks like mother bleeping Joe Montana these next three games. Like, other than that, like, what's keeping everybody's faith in Mike McDaniel? I'd love to know. And you know, for people who say, well, Tua's not going to be the quarterback. Dude, that's literally why he has the job. That's his calling card. If you told everybody, hey, what do you know about Mike McDaniel? Oh, he's the guy that got Tua to lead the league in passing. And now it burnt out.
Right.
Everybody caught up to it.
Right.
For whatever reason. But I just – and by the way, also had the best receiver in the league for 2 years. Break the record. I don't know. I'm a little flummoxed as to why this guy has – every. You know, I get it. Greer was culprit number one.
Right.
Tua was caught up with him. But, like, so two factors in it, two guys who are the face of this are gone, but this guy's going to get to skate because why? Because they had a 4-game win streak because they started 1-6 and they got blown out by Cleveland on the, you know. I don't know. I came away very skeptical at the end of last year with him and Chris Greer, and nothing has happened this year that has deterred that.
Right.
Imagine if he didn't have Devon Achane saving his ass, running away
Pretty
from
much.
Everybody.
Pretty much.
Take a break. Come back. Little 15 minutes of heat, getting you ready for tonight's action. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.